Minneapolis, St. Paul area is bracing for more protests tonight and also in the coming days. This in response to Sunday's deadly police shooting of Donte Wright and ahead of closing arguments and a verdict in the trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, accused of killing George Floyd last year. Racial tensions have led to violent clashes between protesters and police, along with rioting and looting. Parts of a once bustling downtown Minneapolis are now a boarded up ghost town. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live there for us once again tonight with the very latest. Tom.
And Marnie, just behind me, some of the 3,000 or so members of the Minnesota National Guard deployed across the Twin Cities area. As a result of all the things you mentioned and some new developments here tonight, Minneapolis City Council just voting 11-1 not to use tear gas on protesters going forward. And school districts here telling us they're preparing to go to remote learning when a verdict comes down, likely next week, in the case of the former Minneapolis police officer accused in the death of George Floyd. This is the serious hardware. A 10-foot-tall chain-link fence embedded in concrete going up today around the main post office in downtown Minneapolis, an area that looks a bit like an armed camp these days, watched over by police and the National Guard.
We're tired, we're all small business owners, and we just are all trying to make a living.
But for now, they're boarding up.
We can either cover the windows over or replace them all.
Locals thought they'd seen it all, a pandemic, months of looting and rioting that followed the death of George Floyd. And then, just as they started to breathe a bit more easily, a young black man named Donte Wright shot and killed by police just 10 miles from the courtroom where former officer Derek Chauvin's on trial for Floyd's death. It started all over again.
Everybody was waiting until the Chauvin trial was over, and hopefully it was an outcome that everybody wanted. And now that there's so much looting and damage to people's property, they're just on edge that it's going to happen sooner than later.
This is what they remember all too well. Minneapolis burning not 1 year ago. The state's governor hasn't forgotten, promising he won't allow it to happen again.
We have to have change. This cannot be allowed to happen, but we also witnessed last May that there are those that will exploit tragedy. And we didn't have the luxury of being able to plan ahead and simply making sure that that doesn't happen. We cannot allow our city to burn.
Locals appreciate that, but many tell us as much as they hate the fences and boarded up windows, the thing they really despise is the injustice.
They're not gonna take this anymore. Everybody's on edge. We have friends in our building who don't want to walk downtown anymore.
Now, estimates on this vary, but by some estimates, $500 million damage was done to businesses across the Twin City area last year in the riots that followed the death of George Floyd. Now, some new data just since Sunday. This is across about a 3-county area in various parts of it, but we're told about 140 businesses have sustained some level of damage or losses just since Sunday in the shooting of Donte Wright, but there's no dollar value on that. At least not yet. Live in downtown Minneapolis, Tom Negevin, News Nation.